why I be trying to do it like Martin. It never comes out that way though. Anyway, welcome to the Tea of Life. It is your girl Keita Joe. Thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If not, welcome back. How you doing? So glad that you're tuning in today. Let's get into it. So this podcast is going to be about King, T.I., Tiny, the whole argument. That they had, I guess, after a Falcons game. So, let me give y'all context. So, it was after the game. They were in some type of box. I don't know. I guess it's the official box or the office box. Some type of VIP suite or whatever they're watching the football game in. And somewhere in there, King was like on live, and he was talking. You could hear Tiny and T.I. in the background, and somewhere in the Tiny got up and was saying how King liked to suck his pacifier till he was 12. He could do that at his grandma's house. He couldn't do that at their house. And he was like, stop capping. Y'all capping. Why y'all doing me like this? And he was like, you know, he ain't never grew up with no silver spoon in his mouth. I ain't never had that a day in my life. I'm out in the streets. You want to go to the bando? I don't even know what that means. Bando. Like, he was like, y'all want to go to the bando? Since we capping. Some junk like that. I was just like, what? But it's like, dude, you grew up with a silver spoon. And they was asking him, like, did you ever have, like, a roach? Like, did you ever wake up with roaches crawling on your face? He was like, no, that ain't the goal. And it's like they were trying to, like, get him to understand that you grew up, that he grew up different, or he grew up wealthy or rich, or he grew up with money, or he grew up with a silver spoon or whatever. He's pretty much saying like, you know, I don't even be on that. Like, I'll be at my grandma's house. I don't be behind these, in this gated community. I be out, you know, in the streets standing on business. And I was just like, my personal thing that I love about this moment is seeing how many black men have stepped up to, like, support him or give him some advice or whatever. And I love that. Like, I've watched a few, but the two that stood out the most to me was on YouTube, I believe, is the Urban Politics. I love his advice that he gave. He was pretty much like, you know, chill out. But he said it in his own words, of course. If you want to go watch it, please feel free. Go watch it. And the other one that stood out to me was did it stand out really? Mind you, I watched this stuff like a couple of days ago. Anyway, so he has gotten quite a few men to, like, step up and, you know, give him some advice or whatever. But if I could be a black female to give some advice, I feel like if I were to say anything to King, I would be like, you know, it's child, I would just say, first of all, you delusional. You suffering from a little bit of delusion if you don't think that you grew up with a silver spoon. Like, if your parents, I don't even know if the boy went to private school or not. And even if you grow, even if you go to private school, doesn't mean that you are coming from a silver spoon. Because I know people who come up or went to private schools or whatever, but that's just because their parents, that's what they want for them. Like, private schools have scholarships and all kind of stuff. So some people, if they want different for their children, it don't matter your economic background, you're going to get different for your kids. And it's the same thing for King. Like, it don't matter the background that he comes from. He's pretty much like, I don't want that. You know, like, that's, I guess, the silver spoon or whatever. He's pretty much saying he don't want that. He gonna make it on his own. He gonna stand on business. Put him anywhere, he gonna stand on business. And I was just like, you know, to me, it's a really smart, I think he's a really smart young man, and I feel like this could even turn into a TV show behind this if you play it right. Like, put him anywhere, and he gonna stand on business. He could make a whole TV show out of this. Cardi B done made, what is it, Cooking with Cardi B? So why not give him another reality show or whatever, put him on another reality show, and make it like a remake of Trump. Let us see him stand on business. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I feel like it's really smart thing that could come from, I know all of this is not because this girl car stopped. And ain't nobody gonna pull over and help the girl or nothing. Anyway. I feel like the parents could have walked away. I think the whole thing could have been de-escalated. You know, and I definitely think, like, it's a different time in parenting, because a lot of us, well, not a lot of us, parenting, a lot of parents are different, like, because a lot of parents, I think, of this generation, I would say, not necessarily saying, like, you want your kids to be your friend, but you want to have an open line of communication with your kids so that they can come to you and they can talk to you about whatever. So sometimes that open line of communication becomes kind of blurred, where it becomes like you don't know who you're talking to. And I think that was one of those cases with King. Like, I think they keep a really good open communication or whatever between them, him and his kids. And I think in that moment, he just kind of forgot for a second who he was talking to when he got a little passionate. And I'm pretty sure they fixed the situation. T.I. came out and pretty much was like, he don't care about none of this. He, damn it, am I missing? Oh, girl. Okay. Whew. I thought I was missing my turn. T.I. pretty much came out. Sorry, y'all. I do this podcast on my way to work sometimes, and I'm on my way to work. So, T.I. pretty much was like, you know, I don't care about none of that. He got his son back regardless. And while y'all talking, go watch his podcast with his son. So, the whole thing could have even been a publicity stunt or whatever. Who knows? But I will say this, I think that it's really hard for, in my opinion, it looks like it's really hard for King growing up in the shadows of his mom and dad. Like, I remember, or just recently, I was watching something where it was T.I. talking about how he has had to tell his son repeatedly over and over, like, there's no getting away from, you know, who you are. Like, you're the son of T.I. and Tiny. There's no getting around that. Like, as much as you want to pave out your own way, you can pave your own way, but you're still going to always be T.I. and Tiny's son. I don't like how people always come and always make jokes. Like, that little boy, that, like, King, I love the fact that he came out and said, through it all, he gonna stand tall. Because that little boy, that kingdom, he goes through a lot. Like, you sit up and you hear people talking about the way that he looks, and his mouth, his teeth, his this, all of this stuff. And through it all, he definitely does stand tall. And that's the most beautiful thing about the whole thing. Because at the end of the day, he is still a young man growing, you know, evolving. Like, he could have, so many things could have probably, if he were lesser then, could have probably caused him to want to, like, commit suicide. Because of how many times people come for him, people be in the comments, it's so much. But through it all, he remains to stand tall, which is the most beautiful thing about the whole thing to me. And I just feel like I think it was a beautiful, like, life lesson for a lot of people to learn at the expense of T.I. Tiny and her son King. And their son King. Because a lot of parents, I think, nowadays are, like, straddling the fence of friendship and parenting. Even I can admit to that. You know, not saying friendship, but camaraderie, something. You don't want to, like, just be like a whole dictatorship. Do what I say, because I said it. Because, of course, eventually your kid's going to grow up, and who knows. But I think because they have, like, whatever type of dialogue that they have with their child, even him cussing, like, a lot of people was, like, talking about how he was cussing or whatever around his mama and dad or whatever. But anybody that grew up watching the Osbournes, like, they were free to be themselves. And I think a lot of us that are, like, 40-ish or whatever, grew up kind of watching the Osbournes. So some of us probably looked at them like, you know, wow, they cuss at their parents. They're able to be free and talk to their parents however they feel. And I think a lot of us are evolving as parents to the point where sometimes, like, kids forget they talking to their parents. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I definitely, I'm still the type, like, I don't use no profanity around my mom or dad. That's the way I am. And out of respect for my mom and dad, like, I don't care how old I am. Like, certain things I'm just not going to do around my mom or dad. But that's the respect level that my mom and dad have built, I guess, in me or instilled in me. And I don't think that they have the same thing or whatever with King. Like, I think with King is more of a friendship parenting kind of thing. It's the only way that I can think of it. Like, and I'm not trying to be shady or whatever. That's just the way I look at it. And I just feel like sometimes you gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And I definitely feel like before I go back and forth with my child, especially as a celebrity, like, before I go back and forth with my child on anything, like, I'll walk away. Like, and I definitely feel like sometimes you gotta know who you are. And I feel like as T.I. and Tiny, they should have just walked away. Like, okay, you about to make this into a moment. Like, instead of screaming, you are embarrassing yourself, you are embarrassing your family, like, instead of doing all of that, I'm gonna just, you know what, alright, you got it, and I'm gonna walk away. Because I'm not finna go here with you. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to allow people to be who they are. Allow them to have their emotional, whatever they have in, outbursts or whatever. And just make up in your mind whatever they got going on. I am not going to let whatever they got going on affect me and what I got going on. And I think a lot of the times, you know, A lot of people lack emotional intelligence. A lot of people, a lot of us, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you think you have emotional intelligence and then you get put in a situation and somebody can, like, just like that, in your emotion, the emotional intelligence you thought you built, you gotta rebuild because you snapped on a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes things happen, but the more you build up your emotional intelligence or whatever, you have more control over situations. Anyway, y'all, I'm talking and I'm talking and I'm talking. But I feel like ultimately it was just a passionate conversation. I don't feel like King was intentionally disrespectful. It was disrespectful, some of the things that was said, but I don't think it was intentionally done. I think, like, just in the moment with people looking, the whole thing was on live, you know what I mean? And maybe it just got out of hand, you know? And it seems as though King is a very strong-minded individual. And I don't know. I just feel like they should have known not to try to even de-escalate the situation. They should have just walked away, you know, and let him have whatever that is he was having. Like, for them to say he would have temper tantrums to go to his grandma's house. Like, there were so many teachable moments in this little snippet that was shared. You know what I mean? Because it becomes, okay, well, why would you let your child have a temper tantrum to go somewhere? You know what I mean? Like, that right there in itself becomes temper tantrums give him what he wants. So, if that's never been nipped in the bud, then this is just another form of a temper tantrum. It's just, people really be thinking like adults, have it together, and, you know, all kind of stuff. But this young man, time keeps going, right? He'll be an adult, you know, full-blown 20, 30, 40-year-old or whatever, right? And if you've never gotten the tools to handle temper tantrums, you'll be doing temper tantrums, but they're not going to be calling them temper tantrums no more. You're going to be a full-grown-ass person out here acting a donkey. That's what it's called when you're an adult. Like, look at you. You're big grown at whatever age you is out here acting a donkey and not knowing how to control yourself or your emotions or whatever. So to me, it becomes like, okay, if they never nip the temper tantrums in the bud, to me, it's just another form of a different kind of temper tantrum. You know what I mean? If you allow your child to have a temper tantrum and get what they want, then that becomes their psyche. Oh. If I do this, I'm going to get what I want. And I feel like if they would have just been like, you know what, have your moment, and walked away, it would have taught him something different then too. I think they need to create boundaries for King at this point. Like, and it needs to be non-negotiable. Like, T.I. can definitely have his son back, all that. But for King to open his mouth and say, y'all want to keep everything behind closed doors, I'ma tell the world. That right there is a big, huge-ass red flag for me if I was a celebrity. Because what the fuck does that mean? Like, to me, he's a... I don't want to say nothing negative, but to me, he's a potential... danger. And that's the only word that I can think of, and I don't want to say danger, but he's a something, you know what I mean? When you can sit up and say, oh, I'ma blow the lid off of all or whatever. Like, your parents keep certain things to themselves because what the fuck are we sharing everything for? And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of these young kids. It's like, everything is content, everything needs to be shared. wake up out your bed and you online. And it's like nobody really understands that, okay, there are certain things that do need to be private. I think there's a whole lot of teachable moments that I just don't feel like I'm gonna have time to really go into with y'all, because I feel like I already been talking long enough. So I'm just gonna sum this up by saying, I think let me go back, okay, because I was watching just recently TV show, or a snippet of the TV show with T.I. Nam, and King was 14 at that time. He was like, I'm ready to work. I'm this. So it seems like King has always been kind of like headstrong, wanting to get out and do something and be somebody and not stand on the coattails of his parents, which is, of course, beautiful. It's admirable. That's very admirable. I think of all his kids, King is definitely T.I. And I think that's probably why T.I. call him Junior, because it's like that right there, that's him. Like, him. Headstrong individual. So, I feel like there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to carve your... Anyway, I'm going to just say this to be done. And I'm going to say this, if I could say anything to King, I would say, it's nothing wrong with growing up in the lap of luxury or with a silver spoon. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with wanting to carve out your own way in life. Nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with speaking your mind to your parents. Nothing wrong with that either. But in the words of Tamar the mama, it's the way you do it, baby. It's the way you do it. Like, you can say things, but be mindful of what you say and have respect in everything that you say with your mom and dad. Because honor thy mom and thy father, so thy days can be long on the earth. You know what I mean? And last but not least, like, you have such a head start compared to a lot of the kids your age. And it's like, you don't see it as a head start. You see it as, in my opinion, I don't think you see it as a head start. I think you see it as a chip on your shoulder, or like if you could be the child of anybody else, you would choose to be somebody else's child instead of being the child of a celebrity. But the thing is, if you didn't have T.I. and Tiny as your mom and dad, you wouldn't be who you are. And being who you are makes you want to be whatever you want to be in life. And there's nothing wrong with that. But take the head start that your mom and dad give you. Like, this boy, like, it's so many things you could do with this moment that could take you from where you are to wherever you're trying to go. But, like, and that's another thing about young kids now. It's like, these young kids, 19, 20, they want to take over the world, but they want to take over the world now. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't tell them Rome wasn't built overnight. It's like, why not? And it's like, you could tell these kids, shit takes time. Like, take the scenic route. That's what life is. And these kids is like, man, fuck that. I'm getting on the highway. Like, bitch, I'm gonna get on the plane. Like, fuck that. I'm gonna get on a private jet. Like, that's the way I think a lot of these younger kids think. But it's like, why are we speeding? What are we speeding to? Like, where y'all speeding to go? At the end of the day, you gonna get there, and you get there, and it's like, then what? There's some more shit. Like, just stop thinking you you the son of T.I. and Tiny. And think of yourself as I'm king. Period. And live your life accordingly. People gonna always think of you as the son of. That's what. You can't change nobody's perspective. You can only live your truth. So yeah, you are the son of. But you can't get out of being the son of and create your own name until you create your own thing. And that takes time. Like, I hate to bring it around to Solange or Kelly Rowland now, but like, some people will think that Solange or Kelly Rowland or all of them are in the shadows of Beyonce. But that's on depending on whose perspective. Because some people ain't studying Beyonce. It's Kelly for them. You know what I mean? Like, some people would never go to a Beyonce concert. But, oh, allegedly, it might be a Destiny's Child something coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people will come for Kelly. Some people will come for Michelle. Some people will come for Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? Like, people aren't always going to think that Kelly, Solange, or whoever, all of them are in the shadows of Beyonce because Beyonce is just more popular. But people gonna come to their own conclusions regardless. You ain't got no control over people, their opinions, their thoughts, or the conclusions that they come up with. You just gotta live your life and do your thing. Like, Solange figured out something in the, what is it, art, music, ballet, I don't know, she doing something and carving out her own lane. She did music. She doing, I think it was art, ballet, or something like that. She, whatever it is, she doing her own thing. You know what I mean? And she carving out her own way. And she living her own life. And to some people, she may be still living her life in the shadows of Beyonce. To some people. Who the fuck cares? If you think, like, I'm just gonna speak as Solange, right? If you think I'm living in the shadows of Beyonce, give me the opportunity then. Because imagine how many opportunities Solange probably does get because she's the sister of Beyonce. You know what I mean? Take the opportunities and run with it. You can get as many opportunities as you want when your mom and dad is T.I. and Tiny. But just because somebody give you an opportunity don't mean they're gonna let you ruin it. It's on you to ruin it. You know what I'm saying? He can either get it, y'all can get it or not get it or whatever. But I think y'all get it. But I'm almost at work and I'm done. I just wanted to do a real quick podcast really quickly to let y'all know, I guess, my perspective on the T.I. and Tiny and the King thing. And I don't think he's disrespectful. I think he's passionate. And I feel like, and I'm finished, really finished. But I feel like a lot of the times when people need to be careful with the words that they choose, because people will label you as disrespectful. They'll label you this, they'll label you that. But put positive things out there, because when you put more positive things out there, you get more positive things back. So I'm not going to say the King is disrespectful. I'm going to say he's a passionate individual, that sometimes things get misconstrued or misinterpreted or miscommunicated. He's human. You know what I mean? He's human. He's young. He's growing. He's learning. He's evolving. And you can't fault him for that. Now, going forward, as his mom and dad or whatever, I would just maneuver different with him. Like, okay, I figured something out. Now we going viral for dumb shit with your ass. Like, I would be committed to, oh, that's the last time I ever go viral with your ass on some dumb shit. Like, got me fucked up with that one. I will walk away. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I think T.I. and Tiny definitely are great parents. They have a great open communication with their child, and you can never go wrong with that. And that little Eris, I hate to bring up Eris, but that girl right there, she, you living in her shadows, King. You don't even know. That girl is the star. Like, that girl is the star of their whole family. Like, and she, and that's the thing. That's, you know what makes her the star, though? What makes her the star of their whole family is that she do it effortlessly. It's who she is. Like, just who she is naturally is the star of their family. Like, that girl don't try. She just be who she is. She looks so sweet. She's so pretty. And when she open her mouth to sing, it's like, oh my goodness. You know, and her mom and dad, they, it's like, your mom and dad can give each child the same amount of love and care or whatever, but every child is different. And I feel like King have to figure out his way, and this is his way of figuring out his way. And that's the beautiful thing about life. And I feel like King, take an example from your little sister. And I hate to say it like that, but take an example from her. Don't try so hard. Just be who you are. And who you naturally are is enough. Period. Thank y'all for listening. I'm done on that note, because I feel like if I just keep talking in circles. If y'all been listening, y'all know I can talk in circles. But don't forget, you can follow this podcast on the X as well as Instagram. I try to, I'm not even going to sit up here and lie, because I'm not current with neither one, the X or Instagram, but I'm working on it, like being more consistent with this podcast. Just bear with me. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to tell your cousin them to tune in. Peace.